Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Like so many other public institutions, education has benefited greatly from computers. But computers also bring vulnerabilities to those institutions, as David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
Yeah, this story is from the Washington Post by reporter Justin Juvenal. When you think about breaking into school property to change grades, the last thing you think of is the Honor Council. Well, that's exactly what happened at Oakton High School in Vienna. Email circulated from an account from the school's Honor Council. Anyone who clicked on that downloaded a malware that allowed people to track their keystrokes. So that would allow people to hack in to any teacher who signed on. The school found grade changes being requested, as well as students' passwords being changed, all through remote logins. The school officials won't say if anybody's grades were actually changed, but they're definitely checking into this hacking situation at Oakton High School.
While the emails were sent through an account that belongs to the Honor Council, there is no suggestion here that the Honor Council knew about any of this. And David, the story points out that Oakton is not the first school to face this kind of attack.
Yeah, the Post cited several examples. And in fact, the Post said that grade hacking has even spawned, quote, a cottage industry. There are services, people who claim they can break into your school and change grades. And there's, in fact, there's, if you go into YouTube, you can find tutorials on doing just that.
The investigation has turned up an IP address that was used in the attack, and that's the lead they're following right now.
Right. They're requesting to obtain from the internet service provider the identity of the person associated with that IP address.
We live in difficult times for the newspaper business. And David, our next story brings more evidence of that.
Right. This story is from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, reporter Ned Oliver. There was some pretty sad news this week out of Hanover County. Unfortunately, that news did not come via the local newspaper, the Herald Progress, which had been around for 137 years. The Herald Progress has quieted its presses. It will be no more. The Tennessee company that owns that and its sister paper in Caroline, the Progress, decided that it's just not commercially viable to keep a little local newspaper going these days.
The company, Lakeway Publishers, owns 22 other titles. There's no indication in this story of how those are doing. David, the company did say that it tried to find a buyer for the Virginia papers, but they said they simply couldn't find anybody interested in owning them.
Anyone who's been following the newspaper industry knows that the internet has wreaked havoc on their advertising business model. The newspaper story in the Times-Dispatch quoted Julia Wigington. She was a longtime graphics editor, and she simply said the obvious. It's sad news when any newspaper closes down.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.